Pressure switches, high, low, and air proving component reference, a field reference on the pressure switches techs meet, refrigerant high pressure and low pressure cutouts and the furnace air proving draft switch, covering cut-in slash cutout, manual vs auto reset, and how to test each. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A pressure switch is a safety slash control device that opens or closes an electrical contact based on a pressure. Three kinds matter in HVAC. High pressure switch HBS, on the refrigerant high side, opens cuts out if head pressure climbs dangerously high, stopping the compressor before it damages itself or pops a relief. Low pressure switch LPS, on the refrigerant low side, opens if suction pressure drops too low, loss of charge, restriction, low load, protecting the compressor from running on no refrigerant. Sometimes doubles as a loss of charge switch or a freeze slash low ambient cutout. Air proving draft pressure switch, on a gas furnace, senses the negative pressure the draft inducer creates. It must close to prove the inducer is moving combustion air before the board will allow ignition. Float slash condensate switches are covered separately. This article is about identifying each, their cut-in slash cutout behavior, reset type, and how to test them. How it works. Each switch has a diaphragm, or bellows exposed to the pressure refrigerant or air on one side, and a calibrated spring on the other. When pressure moves the diaphragm far enough against the spring, it flips a snap-action contact. A high-pressure switch is wired normally closed and opens at its cutout set point high head. It closes again cut-in once pressure falls by a built-in differential. Some are auto-reset, some manual reset. A low-pressure switch is wired normally closed and opens when suction falls to its cutout, closing again when suction rises past the cut-in. Usually auto-reset on AC can have an anti-short cycle delay. An air-proving switch on a furnace is normally open at rest and closes when the inducer pulls enough negative pressure. The board checks, switch open before the inducer runs good, proves it's not stuck closed, then closed after the inducer starts good, proves draft. If it doesn't close, no ignition. The gap between cutout and cut-in is the differential. It keeps the switch from chattering right at the set point. In the field, identify the switch and read its set point. Refrigerant switches are usually stamped with their cutout slash cut-in pressures and the refrigerant. Furnace air-proving switches are stamped with a pressure like 0.50 in WC and connect to the inducer slash vent via a rubber tube. Test a refrigerant pressure switch with the system off and the switch isolated, ohm across it. A normally closed safety should read closed continuity at normal pressure. To prove it actually trips, you either watch it operate against gauge pressure during a real fault, or jumper it temporarily only to confirm the switch, not the rest of the circuit, is the open device, then put it back. A switch that's open with pressures normal is either tripped and latched, if manual reset or failed. Test a furnace air proving switch with the inducer OFF. The switch should read open. Start the inducer or call for heat, and the switch should close within a second or two. If it stays open with the inducer clearly running, suspect a blocked slash cracked vent, a kinked or disconnected sensing tube, a plugged switch port, water in the tube, or a bad switch. You can confirm the switch itself by reading the actual negative pressure at the tube with a manometer and comparing to the switch's set point. If the pressure is there but the switch won't close, the switch is bad. Manual reset switches have a button. If it's tripped, find out why before you reset. A high-pressure switch that tripped on a dirty condenser will just trip again, and resetting without fixing the cause masks a real fault. Normal values and targets. R410 a high-pressure cutout, commonly around 600 to 650 PSI cutout, cutting back in roughly 400 to 420 PSI differential of a couple hundred PSI. Per the equipment, R22 high-pressure cutout, commonly around 400 to 425 PSI cutout. Per the equipment, low-pressure cutout varies widely. A loss-of-charge switch might cut out around 5 to 25 PSI and cut back in higher. Some are set for the refrigerants near freezing saturation. Always per the equipment slash refrigerant. Furnace air-proving switch, a negative pressure set point, often in the range of about minus 0.40 to minus 1.20 in WC depending on the furnace, stamped on the switch. Reset type. High-pressure switches are often manual reset, a serious fault. Low-pressure and air-proving switches are usually auto-reset. Normal contact state. Refrigerant safety switches are normally closed open on fault. Furnace air-proving switches are normally open close on proof of draft. Common faults and what they mean. Compressor cuts out on high pressure to dirty condenser, failed condenser fan, overcharge, or non-condensables. Fix the cause. The switch is doing its job. A switch that trips with normal head pressure is bad. Compressor cuts out on low pressure slash loss of charge to low charge, restriction, low airflow, or a stuck metering device. Again, the switch is reporting a real problem unless pressures are normal. Furnace won't ignite, locks out on pressure switch fault, to switch nut closing, blocked vent slash intake, water in the tube or trap, kinked slash off sensing tube, plugged inducer port, cracked heat exchanger affecting draft, or a bad switch. Check the easy stuff tube, blockage, condensate before the switch. Furnace pressure switch stuck closed fault at rest to switch contacts welded closed or sensing tube issue. The board sees it closed before the inducer runs and won't proceed. Switch chatters slash short cycles right at set point to marginal differential, borderline pressure, or a weak switch. Tech tips and gotchas. A tripped safety switch is almost never the actual problem, it's the messenger. A high pressure trip means something made head pressure too high. A low pressure trip means something made suction too low. Fix the cause. Don't replace the switch and walk away, and never jumper a safety to keep a unit running. On furnaces, the air-proofing switch gets blamed constantly when the real fault is upstream. A plugged condensate trap, water in the sensing tube, a critter-blocked vent, or a disconnected hose. Always check the tube and for blockage slash water first. The switch is usually fine. Reading the actual pressure at the switch refrigerant gauge or a manometer on the furnace tube and comparing to the set point is the definitive test. If the pressure is in range and the switch is in the wrong state, the switch is bad. If the pressure is out of range, the switch is right. Manual reset means this was serious. Find and correct the cause before pushing the button, or you're just deferring the trip. Match the replacement set points, refrigerant, reset type, and connection. A switch with the wrong cutout pressure either nuisance strips or fails to protect. Safety slash code notes. Pressure switches are safety devices. Never jumper one out to make a unit run. Even just to test the rest of the system. Beyond a momentary isolated continuity check that you immediately reverse. The high pressure switch backs up the system's relief protection. Defeating it risks a rupture. On furnaces, the air-proofing switch is what prevents firing without combustion airflow. Bypassing it risks unvented combustion and CO. Match replacement switches to the equipment's listed set points and reset type. Recover refrigerant before opening a sealed system to replace a refrigerant switch EPA Section 608.